As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, brand new computer in the studio, and there's still a revolution in the air. Hope everything's going out over the airwaves just fine. Welcome to our Moonday, November the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions, where and when we can find them. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where we're doing sound checks live on air. yeah, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Got a new... All right. Sounds like it's okay in the out there in the great hinterlands. We got a new computer on the process working with us this morning. Actually, it's not a new computer. It's my old computer. Back again with a new hard drive and operating systems and so on and so forth. And so hopefully we'll be able to keep all this stuff working together here as we go through the broadcast. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. To engage in our chat room discussion, a lot of chatters in there already, pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. It's the first time in months that I've been able to hear my voice through my headphones while doing the broadcast. Wow. How nice to have this system back in place again. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. This morning, precious metals stabilized lower following the first round of QE2 and the G20 APEC summits. We'll talk about that. News from Seoul, G20, and APEC, Yokohama. That's high on the list of things to do today. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for Monday, November the 15th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading up off $2.50 at $1,366.30 an ounce. Silver off 11 cents at $25.93. Platinum up $6 at $1,672. Palladium off 4 at $672 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,358.50 for a low, $1,373.40 for a high. But at $1,366.30, your gold is up $249 annually for a 22.26% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, fixed the price of gold at $1,367. You can see at 9 a.m. we were just 70 cents below that. The SPDR gold shares this morning holding 1,290.86 metric tons in their treasure chest, their electronic treasure chest, valued on the State Street at $57.6 billion. So we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing on Friday. Now, that was the first round of QE2. We're going to be talking about that in a moment. They dumped a lot of government, a bunch of money into the marketplace. But we saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average nosediving with gold down 91 at 11,193. The NASDAQ was off 37 at 2518. The S&P 500 down 14 at 1,199. So the whole marketplace took a dump on Friday. It's trying to find out who it is today, and we're going to continue right after these words.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, Here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, November the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Got a new system running in the studio today, so we got a little bit of hiss in the background. Hopefully the tonal quality will be fine and we'll get all that hiss enough stuff worked out. But let's go back into our market report. Once again, a review, find gold at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time off $2.50 an ounce at $1,366.30. Now, this is a huge drop in the last couple of days. We were up at, what, 1426 or something like that. And so we've lost about, what, 60 bucks or thereabouts. But it's system-wide. It's not something that's just specific to gold or to silver. All across the boards. Again, we found gold this morning down 250 at 1366.30. That's not necessarily a bad sign. We built a lot of support there. If you'll recall back when we started coming into the 1300s, got up into the 1325, worked into 1330, 1340, 1350, and then hung out at 1350 for quite a long time. So I think there's quite a bit of support at that 1350 level, and as long as we stay above that and trend higher, things are looking good going forward. Same with silver. You know, $25.93 this morning up or off 11 cents is huge. I mean, it's, I remember just a couple of months ago, you know, just wondering when we would ever see $20 silver again. Well, we're considerably above that, although we are below where we were a few days ago last week. So all things considered, not looking too bad this morning at $25.93 in silver. Platinum took a major hit. You remember we were over $1,700 just a few days ago. This is before this QE2 first round of injections. So all of that impacted the markets, and it impacted it dramatically. Again, the platinum at $16.72 this morning bumps up $6. Will it go back over 17? Very likely. Palladium, again, palladium was over 700. You know, it's off $4 this morning at $6.72. So we'll see a little bit of a time period here, maybe a week even. Maybe a week to 10 days wouldn't be bad. Build some strong support at this level before it again starts to move up, and I think it certainly will. So the lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, 1358.50 for a low, 1373.40 for a high. But at 1366.30, your gold is up $249 year-to-year for a 22.26% return on your investment. That's dramatically lower than we were just last week, where we were charting 29.5%, 29.8% return on your investment year-to-year. So we've lost a little bit as the price goes down. But, of course, as the price goes down, it gives an opportunity for those people that were slow on the trigger to get into the market. If you're looking for silver, this would be a good time perhaps to pick it up. Gold as well. Talk to your advisor. I don't sell any gold or silver here. These are just giving you the market index the way I see it. The SPDR gold shares this morning, again, not much change over the weekend, 1290.86 metric tons, valued on the street at 57.6. We saw the same thing happening on Friday that was happening in the gold market. This decline, again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average off 91. The NASDAQ down 37, closing at 25.18. The S&P down 14 at 1,199. Crude oil this morning goes up the other direction, 39 cents upward at $85.27 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, as it continues to stretch higher and higher, maybe reaching $90 by the end of the year, maybe. We'll see where that goes. The U.S. dollar index, of course, that is impacting everything right now, but it bumps up 31 basis points coming out of the APEC meeting at 78.46. So we'll see how that goes, but it does impact the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie this morning up strong, 40 basis points, yet exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 99 cents. The Mexican peso at up 21, at still at 8 cents, but it is on the bright side of 8 cents. We're not rounding up, we're rounding down to get to the 8 cents. The euro is at off 51 basis points at $1.36, losing a little ground that it gained last week. The British pound likewise off 23 basis points at $1.61. And the Swiss franc down 19 basis points on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website at $1.02 in exchange with the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, the real drive is right here in the bonds. The two-year yielding is 0.53. Now, that's up dramatically from where it was last week. Remember, we're down 0.38, 0.39 in that range. A big jump upwards in the yield on the treasuries at 0.53. The 10-year strong move upward at 2.87. That's kind of a sweet spot for the treasury. They want to see it in that range. They got it. The 30-year is at 4.32%. Now that impacts the fixed-rate mortgages this morning, where the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage now reversing this downward decline, this trend down, because of this first round of QE2. The interest rate on the 15-year mortgage moves up from 3.75% a month ago, strong move upward to 3.81%. It's going to cost you more to get those mortgages. The 30-year, likewise, moves up from 4.35% a month ago to 4.43%. And these have all been in decline for months and months, okay? So this is quite a reversal over the weekend. The prime rate stands at 3.25%. And for those interested, your gold to silver ratio is standing at 52.73 ounces of silver for every ounce of gold. In the economic calendar this morning off the EconoDay website, we find that the retail sales report is out. The Empire State Manufacturing Survey is out. Business inventory should be out just about right now. Other things are happening this week. We'll see the producer price index. That would be the PPI. It'll be out tomorrow. We'll give you the report on that. Red Book will be out in the morning. Industrial production will be out tomorrow morning as well. Wednesday, pretty light day. Consumer price index for sure. Housing starts will be out. Petroleum will be out. Thursday's the big day. It's just a long list. But we're going to find out about the jobless claims, leading indicators, etc. So we'll keep our eyes peeled on that and give you reports through the week. Here's the retail sales for this morning, again off of EconoDay. The consumer sector continued to strengthen in October with sales topping expectations, okay? What's happening there? All right, overall retail sales in October jumped 1.2% after gaining 0.7% in September. It's So what they're trying to tell us here is that everybody went out and started shopping again, being good Americans, being good consumers, all right? The latest number sharply topped analyst projections. So for a 0.7% increase, whenever anything sharply tops the analyst projections, we need to be very careful. This number might be revised in the near future. It could be a bogus number, might be right on. But excluding auto sales, sales posted a more moderate but still healthy 0.4% increase following a 0.5% advance in September and coming in a little higher than the median market forecast for a 0.4% boost. Remember, they always are looking at this, you know, it's you shoppers out there, it's mom-and-pop consumer America that drives our whole economy. So these numbers are important, and small moves like this are indicators of either some kind of an improvement or just a minor, modest change. Sales excluding autos and gasoline increased 0.4%, matching the increase in September. And then it continues, and it says, the good news is that the consumer sector is continuing to prop up the recovery, maybe even giving it a modest strengthening. Listen carefully. October gains were mixed, but notably more on the positive side. Motor vehicles and parts led the way. Now, usually they get rid of the autos, but they put them in here. Motor vehicles and parts led the way, jumping 5%. And apparently, even though housing is sluggish, households are fixing up homes as building materials and garden equipment posted a 1.9% boost. I'm going to give you some speculation on that boost right after these words from our sponsor. Stay tuned.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. My soul.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And although I don't really like to go out on a limb with speculation very often, I will go out a little bit on a limb this morning with some speculation because I'm looking at these numbers and I'm looking at something that would be easily manipulable through the councils of government, regional councils of government, regional councils, you know, mayor's councils, that sort of thing, governor's councils. This is something relatively quite interesting, actually, to me, because, again, I'm going to share this right out of the economy again. The good news is that the consumer sector is continuing to prop up the recovery, maybe even giving it a modest strengthening. Where was that recovery coming from? It wasn't coming from handbags and jewelry sales. It wasn't coming from shoes and coats for winter. It was coming out of motor vehicles and parts, and it was coming out of housing. But it was basically fixing up homes as building materials and garden equipment posted a 1.9% boost. Now, for those of you that have been listening to the broadcast and following along, what I've been going through here in the little town, small town Exeter, is a rather egregious trespass against my property by the city of Exeter. It's a small town, folks. So we're talking about a mayor, four aldermen, and a city clerk that thinks she's God or something. But anyway, coming out against my property with code and ordinance violations, all right? I have a 61 Chevrolet. You just wouldn't believe it. I mean, the old truck is just unbelievable as far as rarity is concerned. And quite frequently throughout the year, men will stop by and offer to buy my truck. So, I mean, it's desirable from what it looks like when it stands there. But the city's claiming that it's a nuisance, a public health hazard, substantial diminution of property value. You know, they want me to move the truck off the property or to license title insurance the truck and so on and so forth, all right? And so I've had to go through quite a bit of unexpected expenditure to get that truck running again so I could move it around and get it to safety. And so here we look in the motor vehicles and parts led the way. Now, using the tools of the code enforcement officer all across America, it is possible, and this is speculation on my part, but it is certainly possible that a call could easily have gone out amongst all the mayors and the governors and so on, the regional councils of the government, to step up code enforcement at this time. Code enforcement would be an excellent way to boost up household fix-up costs for Lowe's and Home Depot and all of your lumber stores and suppliers, Meeks and all the various others that are out there. As the code enforcement officers come round about and write tickets on people, and as the automobiles that might be parked on your property come under greater fire from these code enforcement, it would drive people right into the hands of the auto parts stores, the mechanic shops, getting people to come out and do minor repairs around the property, fixing up those dented gutters, cleaning out the leaves, taking landscaping plants that have died out of yards and things like that. And so we might, you know, you see that sort of stuff going on as we move forward. What we're looking at are revenue centers, not only for the city, for those that don't comply, voluntary compliance, we've read that from Buete and other sources, but for those that don't comply or can't comply, that'll make revenue for the cities. For those that can comply and will comply, that would be revenue for the local businesses. And, of course, that would translate back into profits for the cities through the sales taxes. So all those possibilities are in my mind. It might just be a pipe dream on my part. But nonetheless, the opportunity is there. Continuing, the gains were also seen in food and beverage, gasoline stations, clothing, sporting goods, and hobby, general merchandise, non-store retailers, and food services and drinking places. Well, I felt like getting drunk more than once in the past 30 days, so I didn't, but I felt like it. Furniture's dipped, and after several strong gains, declines were also seen in electronics. Here I am out there trying to fix my computer. You know, so all of these things work together. We've been basically my own person, and I'm just talking from my own experience. I've had my own belt tightened up so tightly as we go through this process. Number one, I don't want to buy. I have no interest whatsoever in complying, and I'm asking plenty of questions why. So it's don't buy, don't comply, and ask why, to follow Karen Quintistado's meme. But nonetheless, with my belt tightened up so tight that I only can breathe on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I haven't been putting any money into the marketplace. What I've basically been doing is securing my wealth through gold and silver purchase. So the idea here is that perhaps a lot of people have been weathering the storm over the last 2 years of the usurper's administration, are breathing a little bit deeper, a little bit more relaxed, falsely probably, after the election, and now we're starting to see a little bit of a comeback out there in the marketplace, but it will be small, most likely, and it will be short-lived, my guess. Well, anyway, enough of speculation. Empire State Manufacturing Survey, continuing for November, are surprisingly weak, showing a major month-to-month decline in new orders. So even though we've had a little bump up out there as far as Ma and Pa America are concerned, going out to the stores and buying a little bit, we're not seeing any great calls for more major items in industry. So those orders are way down at a minus 24.38, together with an equally major decline for unfulfilled orders at a minus 24.68. Contraction in unfilled orders has been going on since April, keeping a lid on production needs. Shipments fell very steeply to 25 points to minus 6.13 in the month, blah, blah, blah. The work week fell to a minus 12.9 with delivery times at minus 9, blah, blah, blah. Employment index continues to show strength at a plus 9.09, as do readings on a six-month outlook, but an indication for November's manufacturing data on the national level, this report points to trouble. Watch for trouble in Thursday's Philadelphia Fed report, which we will, that has been a trending significantly lower than the Empire State. So we'll see how all of that goes as the days and weeks ahead proceed. But we've got a lot of activity going on out there in the marketplace. Here's a little bit just on minor news, but it is relative. This off the Associated Press, Anglo American sells steel units to Australian firm for U.S. $932 billion, London. Mining company Anglo American says it's selling two steel businesses to One Steel Limited of Australia for $932 million. One Steel is buying producer Alta Steel of Edmonton and Molly Kopp, based in Santiago, Chile, which produces grinding balls for mine milling. Anglo American said on Monday that the sale is part of a process of focusing on its core commodities business. The sale is subject to regulatory approval in Canada and a regulatory review in Australia and Brazil. Now, what's this all about? Well, basically, what we've been seeing in this past decade of mergers and acquisitions, what we're seeing is consolidation, you know, beyond petroleum. They're looking at opportunities for getting out of other markets and starting to get involved with new markets, but they're concentrating their efforts, closing in the gaps a little bit, getting rid of you know, all those companies or all the and what would we call it, drilling locations that BP got rid of in the United States, a bunch of them, as they started to move towards beyond petroleum and towards the alternative energies. Let's see what else we got on the going here. I really want to go into this one, kind of out of place, but I'm on top of it right now, so we'll do it. This by Liz Capo McCormick, New News, options showing quantitative easing working before it begins. Part of this has to do with propaganda. Part of this has to do with anticipation. Part of this has to do with investors and speculators jumping into markets in anticipation of what might come in the future. But the article points to that. It says Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke's $600 billion plan to spark inflation in the U.S. economy is already showing signs of succeeding, if the market for bond options is any indication. So we're looking at bond options. We talked about the bond market this morning. Big changes in the interest rates, making things looking much more attractive to the speculators and the investors. And as we move along here, we should see some kind of action that might, well, we'll have to pick that up right after this.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we return once again as the central bank starts its second round of purchases of treasuries through its so-called quantitative easing program or policy. Investors are paying 8 times more than in April for options on interest rate swaps that protect against rising yields relative to those that bet on them falling, according to Barclays PLC. Bonds that compensate for higher consumer prices also show heightened inflation expectations. All right, so what we're really, as I see all these articles and I'm reading through all this, what we're really trying to work around, I suppose, is all of the people that are investing and speculating on all of these various and sundry marketplaces, and they may or may not reflect any feeling or sentiment of the people. You know, is everybody out trying to make, you know, a little rake off the top, you know? Give me a little bit of change. I want about 10%, please. You know, give me about 8%, and I'd be good on that one. And yet there's nothing really happening for the people on the street at all. I mean, it's just insider trading, bond speculation, you know, if we get a little point over here and a little point over there, a bump up here and a bump down there. Long-term holdings, betting on the future, hedging your bets. Ponzi scheme. It's a bunch of mafia. It's a mob. Well, a quarterly Bloomberg Global Pilot poll last week of 1,030 investors, analysts, and traders who are Bloomberg subscribers showed that 56% said the plan won't boost growth. Right? 56% of these investors said that the plan, this QE2, won't boost growth. Half said it'll help avoid deflation. That may be more important to Bernanke because a general decline in prices makes consumers and businesses less willing to invest. They can't see this deflation. Can't have it coming on us. Inflation, they'll take it. Higher prices for you, higher prices for me. Higher prices everywhere. Our dollar's going, you're not as far. And isn't that the textbook definition anyway of inflation? The greater increase of currency in circulation, the more inflation we're likely to see, right? And he knows that. He was calling for an anticipation of inflation, a consumer's idea that maybe, there's going to be inflation, so that people rush out and buy things they don't need right now so that they don't have to pay later higher prices later. Policymakers, who have kept the central bank's target for overnight interest rates between banks near zero since 2008, and it's at 0.25. London Interbank Overnight Rate, the target rate is 0.25, are happy to see that inflation expectations have moved up in the bond market, said Stuart Spodek, a managing director at New York-based BlackRock, Inc., the world's biggest money manager with a $3.45 trillion in assets. And we're talking big folks here, you know, deep pockets, BlackRock. There would be a lot more concern out there if the Fed was doing this and the market was telling you that we are still going to have deflation. They don't want to see that D word. Clueless moves. Again, now we're looking back over at the G20 and APEC. Foreign officials are less complimentary, saying Bernanke's strategy to inject cash into the economy by purchasing bonds will only succeed in devaluing the dollar and disrupting emerging market economies as their currencies rise. German finance minister again, Wolfgang Schäuble, said on November the 5th in Berlin that the Fed's move was clueless. We reported on that when it happened. Brazil's central bank president, Henrique Meirelles, said excess liquidity in the U.S. economy is creating risk for everyone. In China, Vice Foreign Minister Kui Tiankai said many countries are worried about the impact of the policy on their economy. And yet, at the same time, we're going to go in a minute and we're going to take a look at some of the documents that came out of this G20 meeting. And you're not going to hear these sentiments in those documents, as if the documents were written in advance of the summit, and that they were just put out in a timely manner thereafter. Even some U.S. government officials have been critical, with Senator Richard Shelby, the Senate Banking Committee's top-ranking Republican, saying, quote, he's worried about the risks of the Fed's actions, worried about the risks. Total of 75% surveyed in Bloomberg poll said the securities purchases will have little or no effect on joblessness, which has held above 9% since May. Of course, it was substantially above 9% since May of 2009. Bonds tumble. Bond yields show investors already anticipate faster growth. Yields on the 10-year treasuries, a benchmark for everything from corporate bonds to mortgage rates, rose last week by the most since December. All right? The 10 years, we give them to you all the time, 2.87% this morning. Surging 26 basis points or 0.26 percentage points to 2.79. You can see it's above that now, considerably above that now this morning at 2.87. So it's skyrocketing. The price of the benchmark 2.65% note during November 2020, auctioned by the government last week, closed at 98.1932, blah, blah, blah. The security yielded 2.83% as of 11:24 a.m. in London, and we're at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 2.87%. The difference between volatility on one-year options that lock in paying fixed rates, this is real technical stuff, lots of nonsense in here, but the article's up on Bloomberg. You could look at it for yourself. There has been a change in investors' perceptions. It's all about perceptions. This is a con game. It's all about confidence. Your perceptions mean a lot. There has been a change in investors' perceptions about inflation. This is in 48 hours, 72 hours over the weekend. Said Piyush Goyal, a fixed income strategist in New York at Barclays, quote, the payer skew has risen by a massive amount, whatever the payer skew is. All right. Then they talk about the payer skew in here. Here it is. The payer skew is the difference between volatility on one-year options that lock in paying fixed rates on a 10-year interest rate swap and those that grant the right to receive fixed payments, known as the payer skew. Right? So we read these articles and look at these articles not so much to become economists, but so that we can understand some of the language and some of the action that's happening. We're at a major juncture in world history right now as they start moving us into this global system of one global currency under the IMF. And so all of these little indicators to me are important. They give us clues as to what we might see in the new system. Market predictor, after the measure surged to an all-time high of 38 basis points in October of 2009, the 10-year Treasury yield rose more than a percentage point to this year's peak of about 4% in April. The skew then plunged to about 3 basis points, blah, 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 and it continues talking about the skew. There's a lot more involved in all of this, but they did say, here we go. The Fed said on November the 3rd, yes, here it is. The Fed said November the 3rd that it would buy $600 billion of treasuries through June because the, quote, pace of recovery in output and employment continues to be slow, close quote. Now, you got your pencil handy. Write this number down. This will be the number that you'll want for the first round of QE2. It kicked off the program on November the 12th. What happened on November the 12th? Gold prices went to the bottom, to the lowest in over a month. Silver likewise, platinum, palladium. The stock market closed lower on the 12th, off 91 points in the Dow Jones, off 37 in the NASDAQ, off 14 in the S&P. What happened on the 12th? What caused this? It kicked off the program on the November the 12th by purchasing $7.29 billion of treasuries maturing from November of 2014 to April of 2016. So as Bernanke put $7.29 billion into the marketplace, gold, obviously, had to come back to accommodate that, as did all of the stocks. The whole market shuddered and backed down, anticipating the value of dollars being weakened by that injection. Bernanke continues here, will be successful, said Fabrizio Fiorini, who manages about $8 billion in assets as head of fixed income at Aletti Gestielle's SGR SPA in Milan. In Milan, all right? In Milan. How close do you need to be to Vatican City? A rise in yields, perceived as proof of the Fed's success, will create a virtuous circle that will be helpful for the housing market. Well, there's more to that article and plenty more there. But we'll go away from that now, and let's jump over here. I want to pick this one up. This is out of Wikipedia. Many of you have heard about the Working Group on Financial Markets, and this gives us a pretty good start. The Working Group on Financial Markets, also the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, or the Working Group, and colloquially the Plunge Protection Team, was created by Executive Order 12631, signed on March the 18th of 1988. By U.S. President then, Ronald Reagan. The group was established explicitly in response to events in the financial markets surrounding October the 19th, or a Black Monday. A Black Monday. Many people talk about that, October the 19th of 1987, to give recommendations for legislative and private sector solution for enhancing integrity. All right? Let me jump over here and take a look out of the, go away from Wiki and look at the press room, U.S. Department of Treasury, October the 21st of 2010, TG 918, President's Group on Financial Markets releases Money Market Funds Report. The President's Working Group on Financial Markets, the PWG, today released a report detailing a number of options for reforms related to money market funds. And this continues. But what we'll see on this is the creation of this new President's Working Group on Financial Markets under a new name as a result of the Dodd-Frank bill. We'll be right back.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the Internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So once again, back into the Federal Register, the press department of the press room, the U.S. Department of Treasury. What I'm trying to get at here is that we want to be very careful not to lose track of this particular thread. As the president's working group on financial markets is renamed and revamped under this Frank Dodd Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act. All right, I mean, you know, when even using the terminology President's Working Group on Financial Markets back in 2000 or 2004, you know, you were branded a conspiracy theorist for even mentioning it. And you can go up and do web searches on that and verify it for yourself. They'll have to take my word for it. But they're going to rename it now. It's just like the Mineral Management Service. It's now been broken up into three heads. And if we lose these threads when they occur, then we're not going to have the right agencies or the right groups or the right committees or the right names to use to reference and to follow and to browse in the future. As we learn from Deborah Bouchot in her legal research and writing for the paralegal, learning how and knowing how to do keyword searches is critical, and especially when you're doing web searching. You've got to have the keywords in place, and if you just have the right words... If you just have the right words, you know, immediately, bingo, bango, Google or Scroogle or Dogpile or WebFerret will bring up a whole page full of pertinent information. But if you're fishing around, you might be fishing in the dark for some time. So continuing from this little release here, the PWG, again, this is the President's Working Group, agreed that while a number of positive reforms have been implemented, more should be done to address this susceptibility. The PWG now requests that the Financial Stability Oversight Council, this would be the FSOC, Financial Stability Oversight Council, established by the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, consider the options discussed in this report and pursue appropriate steps, next steps, to assist the FSOC in its analysis, the Securities and Exchange Commission, as the regulatory market regulator of money market funds, will solicit public comments, including the production of empirical data and other information in report of such comments, blah, blah, blah. Continues. Now, here's the executive order. This goes back and creates this thing, and this is out of the Federal Register. This is the Executive Order 12631, the Working Group on Financial Markets. It gives you the names of the, who some of the players are. The Working Group on Financial Markets source, the provisions of Executive Order 12631 of March the 18th, 1988, appear at the 53 FR 9421 3F CFR 1988, blah, 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 page 2559. By virtue of the authority vested in me as President by the Constitution and laws of the United States of America, and in order to establish a working group on financial markets, it is hereby ordered as follows. Section 1, the establishment. There is hereby established a working group on financial markets called the Working Group, or the Working Group shall be composed of who? The Secretary of the Treasury, this would at this time then be Jimmy Geithner, the Chairman of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, or his designee, the Chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, or his designee, and the Chairman of the Commodities Future Trading Commission, or his designee. So you can see that we're kind of, you know, up against a rock and a hard spot here, where you have the SEC and the CFTC working in tandem with the Secretary of the Treasury and the Chairman of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. These people are all supposed to be over, you know, providing oversight under the Dodd-Frank legislation to provide some kind of protection. But at the same time, these are the same ones that are empowered to manipulate markets. Talk about cognitive dissonance. The Secretary of the Treasury or his designee should be the Chairman of the Working Group. So that would be Timmy Geithner, New York Fed, right? Purposes and functions. A, recognizing the goals of enhancing the integrity, efficiency, orderliness, and competitiveness of our nation's financial markets and maintaining investor confidence, the working group shall identify and consider. So key in all of this is maintaining investor confidence. It's a Ponzi scheme, and whatever it takes to keep this confidence game going, this group is established to do. And enhancing the integrity, efficiency, orderliness, and competitiveness of our nation's financial markets. And so we're going to hear when we get to Barry the Usurper and his comments post-APEC, post-G20, more along that line. But let's continue. It says, the working group shall identify and consider, one, the major issues raised by the numerous studies on the events in the financial markets surrounding October 19, 1987, that would be Black Monday, and any of those recommendations that have the potential to achieve the goals noted above, and two, the actions, including governmental actions, existing laws and regulations such as policy coordination and contingency planning that are appropriate to carry out these recommendations. B, the working group shall consult as appropriate with representatives of the various exchanges. So these are all of the stock exchanges out there in the marketplace. We've got the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P, and the rest of them, Chicago, and so on and so forth, all of the various boards and exchanges. And the working group shall consult as appropriate with representatives of the various exchanges, clearinghouses, all of the federal banks are clearinghouses, self-regulatory bodies, that your unelected boards and councils, this would be your public and private partnership, and with major market participants to determine private sector solutions wherever possible. This is pretty broad, happening in the background. Nobody wants to talk about it. The working group shall report to the president initially within 60 days and periodically thereafter on its progress and, if appropriate, its views on any recommended legislative changes. And so we have fiscal policy on one hand in one pan of our balance scale, and on the other side we have monetary policy. Fiscal policy is what is brought forward by the legislature, that by Congress. Monetary policy is brought forward by Benjamin Bernanke and the boys at the Fed. The working group shall report to the president initially, blah, blah, blah. Section 3, administration. The heads of the executive departments, agencies, and independent instrumentalities. Wow. Huge. The heads of executive departments, agencies, and independent instrumentalities shall, to the extent permitted by law, provide the working group such information as it may require for the purpose of carrying out this order. So now we've got this president's working group basically able to command all of the various agencies. And if this isn't an agency-driven government, I don't know what is. All right, this part is that hidden fourth branch of government that is so vastly bigger than anything that we ever see in the news. It's unbelievable. But B, here, the members of the working group shall serve without additional compensation, blah, blah, blah. And C, to the extent permitted by law and subject to the availability of funds, therefore, the Department of Treasury shall provide the working group with such administrative and support services as may be necessary for the performance of its functions. And so it is able to commandeer, basically, land, labor, and capital out of the Treasury to finance the things that it's doing. All right. So big, big stuff going on in all of that. Let's go over here and pick up Jeffrey Lacker. Another Lacker here. Lacker calls for Fed policy move to avoid a 1970s-style inflation. Now, again, all this is just coming out right behind the G20 and APEC. We're paying close attention to this because, as they say, this is what we're going to be looking at going forward here for the balance of the year, at least. Steve Matthews and Joshua Zumbrin writing for Bloomberg, Federal Reserve may soon need to tighten policy even amid a higher U.S. unemployment rate to avert a rise in prices similar to the 1970s. So now we're going back to the 1970s, picking all that up, bringing it, tying it into the 1980s, the Black Monday, and right back into the modern times in these articles. At some point in the not-too-distant future, we're likely to face an economy growing in a self-sustaining way. The self-sustaining way, that means no props, no shoring, okay? It's going to be able to take care of itself. It's not going to need any assistance from the outside. I don't think so, Bubba. At some point in the not-too-distant future? No, I don't think so, Bubba. But anyway, we'll give it to him. Said Lacker in a speech in Richmond, Virginia, quote, the decisions we make at that time will be the true test of whether we've learned our lessons. So they're not making decisions at this time. They're waiting for this anticipation in the not-too-distant future where the economy begins to grow in a self-sustaining way. What does that mean? The central bank on November the 3rd said it would buy an additional $600 billion treasuries, blah, 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 expanding record stimulus to try to reduce the 9.6% unemployment and keep inflation from dropping. We've already seen in other articles that that's not possible through this $600 billion purchase. That's not the goal. It wasn't the goal. It's not going to happen. But this is the meme that's being floated. Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke is trying to boost growth after near zero interest rates and a $1.7 trillion in securities purchases helped pull the economy out of recession without bringing down joblessness close to a 26-year high. Without bringing down joblessness. In other words, the joblessness rates continued to be high. So they pumped in $1.7 trillion, but it didn't impact joblessness. Well, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, November the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now in our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, working with a new computer in the studio. Hopefully the sound qualities will all improve going forward from here. Just using their meme, you know, floating the words going forward. Yeah, I saw a really funny video that was sent to me, a YouTube video about that going forward from Chris, one of our frequent contributors, our news representatives. It was just hilarious. But anyway, going forward is one of those words, and they're using it. It's almost like robust. You know, we're going forward robustly now at this time period in America. It's not the high level of unemployment alone that motivated the action, but rather the slow pace of improvement and the belief that further monetary stimulus could help. It's Jeffrey Lacker. It's not the high level unemployment alone that motivated the action. They didn't throw the $1.7 trillion out there just because they could. It wasn't motivated by the high level of unemployment, but rather the slow pace of improvement, and the belief that further monetary stimulus could help. It didn't help last time. I guess it's going to help this time. Maybe we can pick up the pace of improvement. Improvement in what? Let's be specific, Lacker. You're a Lacker. You're a Slacker. Buzz off. Continuing, risks remain, especially those associated with inadvertently creating false expectations that the Fed is preoccupied with achieving a specific level of the unemployment rate. Risks remain, especially those associated with inadvertently creating false expectations that the Fed is preoccupied with achieving a specific level of the unemployment rate. Wow. Meditate on that one time. Lacker said at the 2010 International Conference for Advanced Placement Economics Teachers. Advanced placement economics teachers. These are the same ones that have been floating Keynesian economics for the last how many years? And now we're getting a 2010 international conference. This would be one for Vicki Davis to look into. What was the 2010 International Conference for Advanced Placement of Economics Teachers? And what was the outcome of that meeting? And we're just overrun with these meetings. Today's monetary policy might benefit from a review of the 1960s and 70s when a focus on unemployment led to an acceleration in inflation, Lacker said. Monetary policy can alter unemployment only temporarily, he said. Trying to keep unemployment permanently lower than it otherwise would be, as was the objectives of the second half of the 1960s, is a recipe for continually accelerating inflation. Continually accelerating inflation, the value of your dollar going down and down and down and down. Lacker told reporters after his speech the Fed would resist pressure to help the Treasury finance the debt, as happened in the late 1930s and 1940s. I think we've learned that lesson pretty well, he said. So as far as Timmy Geithner going with hat in hand to his father's, Benjamin Bernanke and the rest of the boys, they might be saying, no, they don't want to finance any more of the debt. Well, that's an interesting turn of events, don't you think? Not monetizing the debt. The purpose of the further easing isn't to monetize the debt. Any truth to that? I don't know. He said, instead, it's, quote, designed to improve the outlook for inflation and unemployment. What do you mean, designed to improve the outlook for inflation and unemployment? More inflation, more unemployment? Or less inflation and less unemployment? Right? Which is it? Hard to say. Since the 1980s, the Fed has achieved credibility in fighting inflation by tightening policy when necessary, Lacker said in response to audience questions. It takes vigilance going forward to maintain that credibility. So apparently they want to continue to fight inflation by tightening policy. Wow. Well, there's a lot more to that article, but we'll pick up another article right after these words from our sponsor.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, Monday, November the 15th, 2010, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, beaming out as we are across AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis, Jordan, Minnesota, and so many other broadcasters. Thank you, gentlemen, for doing so. If you'd like to call in throughout the broadcast, you're welcome to do that at 866-841-1065, or you can call in if you have unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area at 512-904-8014. I've got a caller on the line. I don't know. We haven't screened it, but let's go live and see who's up. Good morning, caller.
Hey, it's Fritz in Missouri.
Hey, Fritz, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm groovy. How y'all?
Hanging in there, buddy.
Hey, listen, you know, communism isn't anything but just a benign economic model. There's no reason to, you know, be afraid of it. I'm just kidding. Somebody told me that the other day. You know, because I was telling this guy about how communists didn't like freedom. They took over this hippie kid's farm up in Missouri. They emptied his bank account. He has rock festivals there in the summer. And the feds took his emptied his bank account, and now they're trying to take his farm because somebody smoked pot there, you know. And I said, well, communists don't like freedom. And this kid who's, you know, of a persuasion that, you know, you can use your imagination, said, well, you know, they're not communists. They're just authoritarian. You can't blame an economic model for that.
Well, rather unusual.
But, you know, because he has the communist gene on his DNA strand, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, everybody.
But,
go ahead.
Yeah, but what I really called to tell you about, yes, I am the provider of the BVL archives. I see somebody mentioning on the chat room, but I saw an interesting clip on CBS Evening News Friday night, the 12th, and you can go to CBS and find it, and you don't have to waste too much time because it was the first story of the evening. During the Katie Couric coverage of the Obama presentation in Asia, they, you know how news footage or news stories, they often use what they call inserts, where they switch to, they have other video footage that they splice into the story, you know.
Correct.
To keep your eyes moving. But they showed pictures of new $100 bills being printed. And these were newly designed $100 bills that I have not heard of before. Maybe somebody else has heard of them.
Well, I heard one of our correspondents, I think, in the email box over the weekend, sent me a little blurb that didn't substantiate it in regards to a new $100 bill that had some gold threads in it, so you could say it was partially backed by gold. You know, that I don't know. You know, what did they give you any clue as to when this bill would be in circulation?
The first cutaway showed, well, they weren't talking about the money. See, these were just pretty pictures that were flashing on the screen while she was talking about Obama and tax cuts and stuff.
Okay.
And they first showed the front side of the bill with Benjamin Franklin on it, and it was definitely a new bill. It had orange-colored ink, or it had different images on it than I'm used to seeing. But then the second time they cut away and showed these bills rolling off the printing press, they were showing the obverse or the reverse side, I guess, well, the other side, and it has a giant number, the 100, across one end of it. So three digits, 100, were as big as the width of the bill on the end.
Wow.
And they were gold.
Gold tone, yeah.
So now it appeared that maybe they were printed with gold ink. Now maybe they're just gold colored.
Yeah, we got a lot of that gold tone on the new $10 bill and other bills that I've seen lately in circulation. You know, they're going to this multi-tone, multi-hue international look. You know, we're going away from the quote unquote the greenback and all that. And this has been coming for a long time. You know, our money looks almost as colorful today as it does the Canadian dollars and the Chinese yuan.
Well, I just thought of what Zolik said last week, talking about tying the dollar to gold. And wouldn't that be a good way to do it, to just emboss each dollar with 10 cents worth of gold or gold ink? This was not the background. This was the numbers 100 were a pretty bright gold color, and it just occurred to me. But,
I guess if we started coin clipping and cutting the corners off of our dollar bills, that wouldn't help us out. I don't imagine that we could melt down our dollar bills, so... gold tone or otherwise, gold.
No, but it would be a way to tie gold to the currency.
Well, it would. It would be pretty flimsy connection, but it's out there. Did you go up by any chance, Fritz, and look at the Treasury's website and see whether or not they're showing this dollar in both sides so that we can get the textual material? I'm more interested in where the text is placed. You know. The left-right dollar, they had the Federal Reserve information all on the left side, and they had the Treasury information on the right side. You notice how that works out?
I didn't notice that, but I was happy to be able to... I didn't go to Treasury's website. I was happy to be able to go to CBS's website and get some screen captures from that show Friday night so I could, you know, convince people that I wasn't crazy, but... As far as the European-style bills that we've been seeing coming out with the multicolored kind of watercolor washes on the background and everything, whenever I hand those to the cashiers at the local stores, I always apologize that my bills seem to be bloodstained.
Well, it's definitely a European or a global smear that's going on with the currencies. Can't be any question about it, but... I'll keep my eyes on that, and we'll see what we can find out. And if you can find any links,
yeah, somebody else.
Just throw them to me in an email. I'll take a look at them because I'd like to see them too. And if you've got some screen captures.
I'll do that. I don't know how to. I have screen captures, but I don't know how to post them in the chat room. And somebody's asking here. I don't have a website, but if you're interested in Will's archives, you can get them for free at Oracle, but I've already done all the legwork, and you can contact me at show.archive@gmail.com.
That's singular, show.archive.
And get information about
archive at gmail, show.archive@gmail.com, right?
You know, it might... I don't know right now. Is it show archives?
Yeah, show dot.
I forget.
No S. Just show.archive@gmail.com. And Fritz has made up a DVD disc that has over a year's worth of broadcasts on them that you can acquire from him directly. And just send an email to show.archive@gmail.com. That way, you've got something to put in your MP3 players and take the broadcast with you on the road. But hey, thanks for calling in, Fritz. I've got another caller right behind you.
Okay.
And I'll look forward to getting those screen captures in the email basket.
10-4.
Okay, very good. Let's go live to our next caller and go to the next caller. You're up. It's a 682 area code.
Yes, sir. Mr. Will, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastically. Who's calling?
This is Karen. I'm calling from Texas.
Okay, Karen. Cool.
I wanted to drop some info on you. I was hearing the other, the previous caller about the $200 bills that they're supposed to be coming out with in 2011. It's on actually newmoney.gov.
Okay, hold it right there. Hold it right there. We got a break on top of us, Karen. I'll bring you up right after the break. Stay tuned. Newmoney.gov.
Okay.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long-distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And again, your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so, as Karen has in Texas. Let's go back to you, Karen. Gold money. Talk about it.
Yeah. Mr. Bernanke, I guess, was going to make an announcement on the 10th of this month, or actually last month, about the new $100 bills that are coming out in February 2011. And it's, you know, it's a big brouhaha. It's pretty. It's nice money. It has, like, six different differences about it. There's, like, security thread and this ultraviolet strand, I guess, of you know, thread that runs through the middle and, like, the big, you know, and it's gold. Gold is, like, whatever the denomination is, it's on the right-hand side. I mean, I guess it's for, you know, people who are I guess a little sight impaired, you know, it's a huge $100. You can't miss it even if you wanted to.
So I won't have to have my readers on when I'm handing it across to the clerk.
There you go. Exactly. And, it's totally redone, like six different security measures. I guess the problem is you ain't heard this from me, but it was like a whole bunch of over, you know, can't even estimate, like, $5 million that was, you know, counterfeit. And so it took them a while for the government to kind of, you know, figure this out, but they're coming out with the 100 first in February, and then they're going to start launching the 5, 10, the 20, and then the 50.
Well, it'll be interesting to see it roll out, you know, but I have a hard time accepting that Osama bin Laden, as he drags his dialysis machine from room to room, has been able to come up with a printing system that would challenge our ability to create the $100 bill, you know. I don't know what they're going to sew into the thing next. You know, maybe Benjamin Bernanke's underwear. I don't know. But, interesting.
Yeah. At least, you know what, the one reassuring thing about it is a couple of years ago, I just, you know, I was all paranoid. No, they're going to have the Amero come out. We're going to have all these coins hanging around and stuff. So, you know, at least it's not a huge round coin, you know, and so it's a step in the right direction. But, I mean, you know, hey, it's fiat. What can you do about it?
Well, that's really, I'm glad you said that, you know, because when you get down to the bottom line, I don't care if they put Humpty Dumpty on it. It's still a worthless, you know, it's still a worthless piece of paper. It still carries the same hypothecation lien against it. Everything that we buy with it carries the same toxic slime, and unless it's actually backed by some kind of a commodity, physical, it's still no better than, I really don't care what kind of a design they put on it. You know, it's just a food stamp. It's a glorified WIC application or something, you know. Nevertheless, you know, they're gonna spend more money on printing it. I'm sure it costs more money to print it.
Make more money.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's just too much like right. Crazy. Well, I wanted to just drop that info on you, Mr. Will. Hey, keep up the good work, dude, and have an awesome morning.
Well, thank you, Karen. Thanks for calling in this morning. And your calls are certainly welcome, folks. And, again, the number is 866-841-1065. This article off Bloomberg again. Barry the Usurper returned from Asia, confronted by a menu of unfinished domestic and foreign policy goals on issues from trade to taxes, and by Republicans ready to challenge him on all the fronts after election victories. Now, listen to this menu of unfinished domestic stuff and foreign policy stuff that he's going to talk about here. None of this is on the table. None of it's really important whatsoever. All right, but he went over there and he talked to the master blasters in Asia. They gave him his marching orders, I guess, and he's come back and he has this stuff to talk about. The president left for a four-nation trip days after voters in the midterm election gave Republicans control of the House, blah, 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 narrowed the Democratic majority in the Senate. He said what he learned from the election. Okay, this is lessons learned. This is your you know, Saul Alinsky School of Community Organization. He said what he learned from the election and the tour of Asia was that inaction in Washington will put the U.S. at an economic disadvantage. All right? Now, this is the same old claptrap that we've been hearing for years. You know, we need to be more globally competitive globally. We need to be more competitive globally. It's always competitive. You know, he's a good basketball player. He likes to play basketball. He understands competitive competition. All right? Here's the quote. The American people were not issuing a mandate for gridlock, usurper said. Now, isn't that what we've been hearing over and over and over again? That with the Republican majority in the House, that we can anticipate gridlock? He says the American people were not issuing a mandate for gridlock. How about a frickin' roadblock? How about a firewall? Anyway, Obama told reporters aboard Air Force One before it landed in Washington yesterday afternoon, quote, they want to see us make progress, key word there, progress, growth and change, progressives. They want to see us make progress because they understand instinctually how competitive things are and how we have to step up our game. Is that the way you would express it? Is this your dissatisfaction? Is this wake up your apathy? Is this cure your apathy? We understand instinctively how competitive things are and how we have to step up our game. What's being said here? In January, the usurper will face a remade Congress with Republicans in control of the House and a smaller Democratic majority in the Senate. Among the unfinished business he's seeking to wrap up before then is reaching a compromise on extending Bush-era income tax cuts. I mean, this is one of the least important stories, but it seems to be one of the most, you know, getting the most news. Extending the Bush-era income tax cuts. Completing negotiations on a revised free trade agreement with South Korea. I think visit www.channelingreality.com. Look at the Trojan Triangles. Look at some of the research that Vicki Davis has got and prepared for you. But this idea of completing negotiations on a revised free trade agreement with South Korea. The other day we talked about this economic enterprise zone in North Korea, where the United Nations and NATO peacekeeping forces there, the U.S. military person that was there, was busy being basically a security guard and a tour guide for all of the trucks and buses of taking employees and supplies back and forth from South Korea into North Korea to work in this economic enterprise zone there, all right? And we're going to come up with a revised free trade agreement. Every time you hear free trade, your hair ought to just stand right up. NAFTA, GATT, and the rest of it should have taught us something. All right, but we're going to have a revised free trade agreement with South Korea. Funny, isn't it, that this is now high on his agenda after he comes back from Seoul, South Korea? And winning ratification of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. All of a sudden, now this is high on the list. All right, Barry the Usurper having met with the Russians, the Russians, while he was away, out of town, out of country. In theater, as they say. Right? So these are now the hot deals. Bush-era income tax, a free trade agreement with South Korea, and ratification of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. The usurper scheduled a meeting with Democratic and Republican leaders November the 18th at the White House to discuss legislative priorities. After that, he leaves the country again for a NATO organization summit in Lisbon. All right? The Lisbon Treaty. All right? Find that on channelingreality.com. Expectation for talks? My expectation is that when I sit down with Mitch McConnell and John Boehner this week, along with the Democratic leaders, that there are a set of things that we need to get done during the lame duck congressional session. Usurper said, referring to the top Republicans in the Senate and the House, the tax cut debate will likely dominate the discussions. Republicans want to continue, blah, blah, blah. The usurper repeated his stance that the U.S. can't afford the cost of permanently extending the rates for top earners. He and his top advisors have signaled that they may compromise possibly with a temporary extension. Quote, if they feel very strongly about it, then I want to get a sense of how they intend to pay for it. How do they intend to pay for what, Barry? How to pay for a tax cut? How to pay for continuing the extension? How do they intend to pay for it? Where else are they going to rob Peter to pay Paul to come up with money that he's just pissing into the wind? Well, that's one way of looking at it. The tax cuts should be extended until we are out of this recession, at which time we could look at tax hikes. All right, that's John McCain. left, right, left, right. Let's get out of this recession, quote unquote, and then we'll just jack the taxes up. Stuck on stupid. While in Asia, the usurper met with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, told him that getting the Senate to ratify a new strategic arms reduction treaty before the year end is, quote unquote, a top priority. Oh yeah.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back to this article again. I really have some other places I want to go with this, but we're just kind of moving along through it. It's all important coming right out of the back of this G20 summit in Seoul, South Korea, and of course then the APEC in Yokohama right behind it. Goals in Asia. The president fell short of some of his goals on the trip to Asia. That's an understatement. It's got about the Copenhagen that he got there too. He failed to secure an agreement on concrete steps to rebalance the global economy at the November 11th and 12th summit of the Group of 20 Nations in Seoul, and had to extend talks on securing the South Korean trade deal, which is central to his goal of boosting U.S. exports. That's right, folks. Central to his goal of boosting exports is to increase the exports to South Korea. Wow. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC summit ended yesterday with leaders pledging concrete steps toward creating a comprehensive regional free trade agreement without setting a target for achieving that goal. Comprehensive regional free trade agreement. Australia, Brazil, all the you know, the United States, all the Asian countries, APEC. Look at it. Look into that one. We've gone over that before right here on the broadcast with Vicki Davis. Again, you can visit her website, www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. Lots of information to learn about APEC. Still, the usurper was greeted warmly during a three-day stay in India, where he secured $10 billion worth of commercial deals. Right, he was over there selling his Amway downlines and selling, you know, vacuum cleaners and waterless cookware. Right, $10 billion worth of commercial deals with the administration, which the administration estimates will support 50,000 U.S. jobs. What kind of jobs? What are we going to be doing with India where we get 50,000 U.S. jobs? Are we going to export or outsource 50,000 U.S. jobs or what? He also followed up on his outreach to the world's Muslims. This ought to really get the CNP and the Christian Zionists shorts in a bunch. He also followed up on his outreach to the world's Muslims, or Muslims, as Michael Collins Piper calls them, with a speech in his boyhood home of Indonesia. Wow. Step up our game. The usurper said while Asia is eager for America to reengage as a leader in the region, the U.S. needs to, quote-unquote, step up our game because the countries there pose a challenge to U.S. economic dominance. U.S. economic dominance. Go back and listen to the broadcast where we went through the seven stages of human civilization. Carol Quigley et al. Korea, China, and India, the entire Southeast Asian region, Japan, all of them recognize how competitive things are, he said. They are thinking each and every day about how to educate their workforce, rebuild their infrastructures, and enter into new markets. Just underline that, highlight that key phrase being dropped out there, all right? How to educate their workforce, rebuild their infrastructure, enter into new markets. Again, this is becoming competitive in the global marketplace. To deal with the changed political landscape in the U.S. and economic competition overseas, the usurper said he wants to redouble attempts to change the partisan tone in Washington after spending his first 2 years in office with an obsessive focus on policy. That's a quote, obsessive focus on policy. In that obsessive focus on policy, this is a quote from the usurper, I neglected some things that matter to a lot of people, and rightly so, close quote, he said. Well, that's pretty close to an apology. But it isn't close enough for me. House freshmen for 2011 gather as Congress prepares to address tax cuts. You know, these new people coming in, you know, they had all their ideas, all their campaign plans, all the rhetoric, et cetera, and so on and so forth. Once they get to Washington, what are they going to discover? They're going to find out where they can park their car, who they can shack up with, where they get their pick up their paychecks, and then they get to meet their staff. Then they get to meet all of those, you know, G7, G8, so on and so forth, high-level government employees that have been there for ever since Christ was a corporal that run the legislative branch of government. It's not the puppet faces. They're going to get to meet their staff, all the ones that were carefully picked by Jinja and the other groups for them. Right? They're going to get to meet their new aides. Well, here's the article. The 2011 U.S. House freshman class, freshman in class, separation, division of grades. All right. You thought you were electing a representative? They got their freshmen. So they're going to be hazed, right? The 2011 U.S. freshman class is in Washington for orientation. Oh, boy. Sounds like high school. As Congress today opens a lame duck session to decide whether to extend billions of dollars in Bush-era income tax. This is like Medicare Part A and Part B, right? This is the banner headline, Bush-era income tax. Here's a quote. I'm just looking forward to getting started, close quote, said Republican Jim Renacci, I guess, of Ohio, who beat Democratic Representative John Bosseri. I guess we're trading one Italian for another here. In the November 2nd election, said in an interview yesterday, Renacci said his first priority when the new lawmaker takes office in January is that we, quote, we got to get spending under control. We've got to get spending under control. That's going to be his top priority. All right. Members elect attended a reception and separate dinners for Democrats and Republicans. Okay, so they're not coming in. You know, they're still being herded into their little pens. Okay, you Democrats are over here in this room. You're all going to get rubber chicken, all right? And all the Republicans go over here, and you're going to get chicken fried steak. They will undergo orientation this week. This is their orientation period, all right? They all get their little beanies and their caps and their pins and things like that. As legislative leaders meet with Barry the Usurper on tax cuts, and House members of both parties meet in private to choose their leaders for next year. All right, but the freshmen ain't going to be doing that. The freshmen are over there, you know, getting their orientation. They're finding out the inner meanings of the idea of being in Congress. They're learning about the real Constitution, not the one that they ran under. Democrats announced a plan to keep their team in place, although they ordinarily would lose one position upon becoming the minority party in January. This is about the freshman class, quote unquote, here, said Virginia Representative Eric Cantor. They're going to no ends to put this man's name in as many articles as possible. All right. Again, this is about the freshman class. I would be some kind of short on pissed if I was being called the freshman class by Eric Cantor, having won a seat in the United States Congress. It's an opportunity for them to get to know one another. I'm just here to get to know them and meet all the new faces, as if all the new faces are new to Eric Cantor. Eric Cantor is probably responsible for primarily financing most of those successful new faces in their bid for election. Democrat Karen Bass of Los Angeles and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California offered a toast to the new members of both parties at the reception and spoke of the need to freshen Congress every 2 years. I said, imagine she would have said that 2 years ago. But the sentiment is shared by me. I think we need to get that turnstile whipping. Just a whipping. Let's get that revolving door and put a chainsaw engine on it and get it just spinning. I don't think we should have to wait every 2 years either, but Pelosi is running to become the minority leader in 2011. I mean, the politicians never stop campaigning, and she's campaigning now. Tax cuts? Well, we could skip the rest of that. Immigration, job benefits, leadership elections. House Democrats will elect their leaders on November the 17th. Pelosi, 70, is creating a third leadership position, and her plan will keep all three members of the current team, blah, blah, blah. And it continues, all right? Now let's jump over here and pick up one more, a similar one. Pelosi heads off Democrat leadership fight, backs Hoyer for a number two post. U.S. Speaker Nancy Pelosi averted a potentially divisive leadership fight between two of her top lieutenants. Top lieutenants. Right, this is mob language here. As Democrats prepared for minority status next year, under an arrangement reached late yesterday, Steny Hoyer of Maryland, the current majority leader, would get a number two job of minority whip. Come January, Jim Clyburn, now the majority whip, would hold the third-ranking position in the newly created post. Should I receive the privilege of honor of serving as a House Democratic leader, blah, 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 Pelosi. Pictured here with her anal beads draped around her neck again. She can't seem to get away from those. But let's go over to G20. Look at this. Leaders of the world's biggest economies ended 4 days of talks without taking decisive measures to address the global imbalances that have fueled asset bubbles and risk leading to protectionist backlash. We've got enough material here to go for another 3 or 4 hours, but you know, we're going to have to wrap it up. We're getting running out of time. But Asia-Pacific leaders yesterday in Japan pledged to take concrete steps towards creating a regional free trade agreement without setting a target for achieving that goal. It continues on. Talks about the officials went into the G20 vowing to reduce global trade friction by agreeing to avoid weakening their currencies to boot exports. You know, all we heard about was the currency wars. You know? But once there, the U.S. and China took turns blaming the other's foreign exchange policy. And we heard about those heated discussions where they had to open the doors and raise the windows. It was getting a little steamy. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult.
With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And I want to give a big shout-out to the guys at Neosho Computer and Electronics up in Neosho, Missouri, that jumped right to it and were able to resurrect my old Dell computer that was devastated by all of the attacks a couple of months ago that rendered it of little or no value to the production of this broadcast and prompted me to go out and buy another computer. I'm still not pleased with that Windows 7 HP that I'm running. That Windows 7 just seems to resist every possible trick in the book that I've been able to come up with, but fortunately the older systems, the XPs and the XP Pros, XP Home, seem to be a lot more compatible with the analog board and things that I've got going here. So again, a big shout out to the guys up in Neosho, very good price, rapid turnaround, and I appreciate their work. So with that said, back to the discussion here. We're talking about what was going down in Seoul, Korea, all right? The officials went into the G20 meeting vowing to reduce global trade friction by agreeing to avoid weakening their currencies to boost exports. Once there, again, the U.S. and China took turns blaming the other's foreign exchange policies, with Barry the usurper calling the yuan undervalued and Chinese officials saying the Federal Reserve monetary easing was undermining the dollar. And they ought to be concerned. They are the creditor here. We being the debtor, they're holding a lot of it. They don't like to see their dollar, the dollar being undervalued. Here's the quote. The problem that people were really concerned about the effects of U.S. monetary policy in terms of capital flows was barely addressed at all, close quote, said Uwe Parpart, the chief economist and strategist for Asia at Cantor Fitzgerald HK Mark Capital Markets. A solution that doesn't involve China boosting domestic demand and the U.S. increasing savings, quote, deals with symptoms, not the real cause, he said. So we're getting to hear this more and more often. You know, 2 years ago when I brought out this, the Become Vocal Local, unveiled it over on Republic Broadcasting Network, I started my broadcast off by saying that I'm all about solutions, you know. That's what this whole broadcast is all about. But unfortunately, we haven't been able to get very far with the idea of building local voting precinct groups and actually setting forward and embarking on a course of bringing low these two, the established two-party political system. But solutions-driven talk radio was a new twist, and now everybody's talking solutions. I'm glad for it. All right, it's gotten out there. But this is where we're going, and this is where we need to be looking. The people came into these meetings, they were looking for solutions, not with the symptoms, but with the disease. We need to correctly diagnose, we need to analyze and separate out the diseases, and then press for curing the diseases, and then all of the various and sundry symptoms will go away. All right, unless we have political will in Congress to do so, we're still stuck and saddled with the Federal Reserve banking system and its gunman, the Internal Revenue Service. And until we address that, and it's going to have to come out of Congress. Congress created the Federal Reserve. Congress is perfectly capable of eliminating the Federal Reserve. But until we address that, these problems are not going to go away. And the people in Asia are just a little bit fed up and tired of this. They're tired of having to deal with the symptoms and not getting after the real causes. U.S.-China positions, Hu Jintao that would be, indicated no change in his country's currency policy in a November 13 speech, adding that pressure for quick reforms, quote, will do no good to international cooperation. The same day, National Security Advisor Thomas Donilon told reporters the U.S. wants China to let the yuan rise more before Hu visits Washington in January. So it's going to continue. They're going to bicker and moan and complain between each other. But, you know, this is just where it's heading. Let's see if I've got this one. I really wanted to get to something different. Let's see if I've got it in here someplace. Let me see before we give up on it. See if I still have it in there. I guess I don't have it in there. Maybe I do. Well, let's go way over here. Scroll over on the side. Here we go. G20 summits. This is what I wanted right here. Okay, there is a website out there, utoronto.ca/summits.html. I'll drop this in the chat room if I can, on which you're going to find a very interesting series of documents. These are the G20 official documents. See also G20 ministerial and deputies meetings. From the G20 Research Group, Analysis, Plans, Preparations for G20 Summits. So we have the Seoul Summit in November of 11th through the 12th of 2010, and then we have the official documents that are released, all right? There's a G20 Seoul Summit Leaders Declaration, which is available in PDF, a Seoul Summit document in PDF, the Annex 1, the Seoul Development Consensus for Shared Growth, Annex 2, which is a multi-year action plan on development. Annex 3 is the G20 Anti-Corruption Action Plan. And the fourth one, or the, whatever it is, Policy Commitments by G20 Members. That's available in a PDF. Then you can go on and see other materials. So let's just jump over and open this guy up. The first one. Really ought to have done that differently, but nevertheless, running out of time here. But I just want to point you towards these. Again, it's www.g20.utoronto.ca and 2010 G20 Seoul PDF, separated by slashes. But there's a PDF document that's taking its own sweet time to load here that I want to get into in the last couple of seconds. But what we basically see in these documents is that what they're putting out is material that, in all rights, by all rights to me, was written prior to the summit. All right? Written prior to the summit. In other words, these are not things necessarily that were agreed to. These are not necessarily things that were based upon the results of the discussions. What we are looking at, basically, is documents that were written prior that maybe everybody received a copy of and they scanned over as they were flying into Seoul, Korea, all right? And it's, there's a four-pager that comes up first, and it goes along this line, G20 Seoul Summit Leaders Declaration. And so each of these things then become areas for you to study and to look into on your own that you would then be able to get a better understanding of what was the intent and perhaps some of the content of this G20 summit. And then again, perhaps tomorrow we'll look at some of the reports out of the APEC. But we, the leaders of the G20, are united in our conviction that by working together, we can. Together, we can. That goes right back to the United Nations Agenda 21. This is the opening bit there by Maurice Strong, Secretary General of that Earth Summit, that, you know, these issues in the globe are just so complex, we can't do it. No one can do it alone, but together we can. So it's a talking point. It's a mantra. That together we can secure a more prosperous future for the citizens of all countries. Now, this is a global system. When we first gathered in November of 2008 to address the most severe world recession our generation has ever confronted, we pledged to support and stabilize the global economy and at the same time to lay the foundation for reform to ensure the world would never face such an upheaval again. Doesn't that sound like the same talking points that were used to sell the Federal Reserve banking system to the people in Congress in the United States? Yes. To ensure the world would never face such an upheaval again. We can't have a global, we cannot have, we cannot have global upheaval, right, unless we have a global central bank. And this is what's being laid out for us. Over the past four summits, we've worked with unprecedented cooperation to break the dramatic fall in the global economy to establish the basis for recovery and renewed growth. The concrete steps that we have taken will help ensure that we are better prepared to prevent and, if necessary, to withstand future crises. We pledge to continue our coordinated efforts and act together to generate strong, sustainable, and balanced growth. Do we ever have an uphill slog, folks? Big time. We recognize the importance of addressing the concerns of the most vulnerable. To this end, we are determined to put jobs at the heart of the recovery, to provide social protection, decent work, and also to ensure accelerated growth in low-income countries. This is the redistribution of wealth scheme on steroids, okay? We're determined to put jobs at the heart of the recovery, again, out of Agenda 21, where we were looking at the idea of Egypt and building the pyramids. Rather than using caterpillar tractors and cranes and so on and so forth to build the crane, you know, to build the pyramids, we'll take a card out of Stalin's playbook and we'll dig canals in the Ukraine with shovels and pickaxes just to put everybody to work. You know, jobs are the heart. Not the kind of job, not the quality of job, but work. And work there will be. Our relentless and cooperative efforts over the last 2 years have delivered strong results. However, we must stay vigilant. And I would say that we must stay ever vigilant. We'll continue these discussions tomorrow and the next day. Until the next time, thanks for listening and have a great day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com. When the truth is-